Good evening. In this week's parasha, Parshas Chukas, the Torah tells us that after Miriam died, the rock stopped giving water to the people. And so Hashem told Moshe to take his stick and he should go and speak to the rock so that it should give forth water, and then they'll have water to give to drink to the people and their animals. And the language of the Pasuk says, Perakav Pasuk Ches, you will bring forth water from the rock. The Torah explicitly states that you'll give to drink to the people and their animals. And Rashi on this pasuk quotes from the Gemara, Mikan shechas HaKadosh Baruch Hu amamonim shel Yisrael. And we see here that the Torah, Hashem, cares about the money of the Bnei Yisrael, that we want to protect the animals, that the animals shouldn't die, the animals shouldn't die of thirst. That would be a monetary loss to the people. So we see that the Torah cares about that, Hashem cares about that. And Tartamima quotes this drasha from the Gemara Menachos HaNevavah of Beis, that this pasuk serves as a source that the Torah cares about the property of the Jewish people. Now, the Torah points out that this actually is also the same idea that the Torah cares about Mamonim Shei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about Mamonim Shei Yisrael is really a Mishnah in Maseches Nagayim, Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey, where the Mishnah there states, with regards to the fact that if a house has possible tzaras on it, so we know the Torah says that before the Kohen declares, before the Kohen looks, declares the house to be Menuga, that it has a tzaras on the house, and it's tameh. So before he declares the house tameh, the person is supposed to empty out all those things from the house. And the Mishnah there teaches us, Rameir says, that the Torah said that the person should take out all this stuff because the Torah cares about the property. Why is that? What does that mean? That everything in the house, once the Kohen declares the house to be tameh, so all the kelim, all the vessels in the house will become tameh, and that would be a monetary loss, at least regards to the earthenware vessels, which cannot be made tahar again. Perhaps the other kelim, like the metal kelim, they could be tahar, but the earthenware kelim, they wouldn't be able to be tahar. So that would be an outright loss. So the Torah cares about that. And in fact, the Tartuma is bothered that we find that in fact Rashi quotes that Mishnah as a source for this principle that the Torah cares about the Mamonim Shei Yisrael in several places in Shas, in Chulin, in Rosh Hashanah. In several places, Rashi refers to that Mishnah, that idea from the Bais HaMenuga, that's the source that the Torah chas on the Mamonim Shei Yisrael. So the question is, why then do we find that there's this, in the Gemara Menachos, it says that Mikan Remez Shechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Yisrael, that this pasuk that the Torah says, that Hashem said that Moshe will bring forth the water to then give to drink to the people and the animals, that serves as a remez that the Torah cares about Moshe Yisrael. L'chora, you have the explicit pasuk that the Torah says to clear out the house, that's a possible Bais HaMenuga, that should be the remez that the Torah cares about Moshe Yisrael. So why don't the Gemara refer to that as the remez? So that's the question that Tartuma asks, and he suggests an answer that perhaps that Mishnah is really only the opinion, that statement in the Mishnah is really only the opinion of Rameir. Rameir understands that the word Ufinu Kol Asher Bayis teaches that it's that the entire house is that the Torah cares about clearing out the entire house. And this teaches us that the Torah cares about all the property. But according to Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah, the other time in the Mishnah, perhaps don't learn that principle from that story of the Bais HaMenuga. And therefore, since it's only one Tana's opinion, only Rameir's opinion, so it's a das yachid, so the Torah, the Gemara and Menachos didn't want to rely on that as the remez. Instead, it chose this pasuk here. So, just on that point, It's interesting. The Arch Lener actually points out that already the Turi Evan asked a question on Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, that Rashi, Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Nun Aleph, when the Gemara says Hatara Chasa Amamon Rosh Yisrael, Rashi refers to what the Mishnah says in the Goyim, that the Kohen tells the person to empty out everything from the house. So the Turi Evan already asked that the Gemara Menachos says that we learn from Mishki says Hayidav Es Biram. So the Turi Evan gives the same answer as the Tartima, that perhaps it's just because the Mishnah in the Goyim is a Das Yachid. It's according to Rabbi Huda, we learn something else. We learn that you have to clear out the house even from things that are not Makabal Tuma. So if Rabbi Huda holds that you have to clear out things even that are not Makabal Tuma, so then it has nothing to do with protecting the things from becoming tummy. It's just a gross custom that you have to take out everything from the house. But it's not specifically to protect the kelim from becoming tummy. And that's, therefore, since it doesn't work out according to all the shittos, it doesn't work out according to Rabbi Huda, the principle of chasam amunam shayisrael is not, according to Rabbi Huda, would not be learned from the Vayis Menuga, since he understands that you have to take out everything regardless of whether or not to bring Makabal Tuma. Therefore, the Gemara in Menachos looked for a different pasuk. But the Arch Lener points out that answer, the Vatura Evan and Tartima, this is not a good answer, because in fact, the Gemara Morikot in Chesem and Aleph points out that according to Rabbi Huda has a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Huda says that Ufina Kol Hashem Rabbayis teaches you that everything in the house becomes tummy, even if it's not something which is a keli. Normally, we say that let's say sticks that wouldn't that aren't kelim, they're not makabel tuma. And yet, the Rabbi Huda learns in that Mishnah in Nagoyim that you have to take out even the sticks. You have to take out everything from the house because the way the Arch Lener explains, because according to Rabbi Huda, really everything could become tummy, even things that normally would not become tummy. And the Mishnah Achrona on that Mishnah explains in a similar way that that's actually the Chiddush of Rabbi Huda, that he's coming to teach you not that you have to take out things which are not Makabel Tuma, even though they're not going to become Tuma, you still have to take them out. Rather, the opposite, that even though normally they're not Makabel Tuma, by Bais and Manuga they will become Tuma. So that's a special Chiddush by Bais and Manuga, and therefore you have to take everything out. So according to this understanding of Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi Huda, the reason why you're taking out all these things is, in fact, because we want to protect them from becoming tummy. Even though normally they wouldn't become tummy, they're not makabel tuma because they're not kalim. But by bias of manuga, they can become tummy, and therefore Rabbi Huda says you have to take everything out. So the Torah Tumah says that according to that, it would seem that Rabbi Huda could also agree that the Torah cares about Manam Shri Yisrael. And just to answer why Rashi in one place says refers to one source, and Rashi in another place refers to another source, so he says that it could be that actually Rashi in Gemara and Chulin and in Rosh Hashanah and the different places refers to the Hatara Chasa based on actually Rashi in Chulin and quotes from the Torah's Kohanim, because over there he's trying to point out that from the Mishnah and the Goyim, and instead of the Mishnah and the Goyim, he refers to the Torah's Kohanim, because over there the Torah's Kohanim teaches you all those things. And the Rabbi Huda, Stam Taras Kohanim, Lechora, fits the Rabbi Huda. So the Taras Kohanim, according to Arach Lener, the Taras Kohanim would seem to reflect the opinion of Rabbi Huda as well. But, so it could be that really, when it comes to, the Arach Lener then goes on to explain that really the Ikarai then is what the Gemara Menachos says. Why? Why is it that the Ikaraya, in fact, comes from the pasuk of our parsha, Vishkisa Sayyidav Esbi Ram? Why isn't the principle learned from the pasuk by the Vayis Menuga? So the Arch Lener explains that, in fact, the source from the Vayis Menuga, from the house which possibly has Saras, is not a good source, because it could be that the Torah is not teaching me that we're worried about the kelim that are going to become tameh, that you're going to lose these earthenware vessels. So if that were so, then the Torah shouldn't have required a person to take out all the vessels. In other words, the metal vessels, even if they become tummy, then it's not going to be a loss. So from the fact that the Torah says that a person has to take out everything, even the kalim that are metal, so maybe one could think that really it doesn't have to do with protecting the kalim that will be a loss. Therefore, it's not a clear raya. It's only after the fact that since the according to Rav Meir in the Mishnah and possibly Rav Yehuda as well, the Torah's Kohanim, that it could be that once the Torah teaches me that you have to take it out for the Kli Charez, so then we didn't want to separate the Kli Charez from the rest of the vessels, so the Kohen told them to take out everything. But since it's not Mukrach, that it's not clear necessarily that that was the reason why the Torah is asking to take out these vessels, that it's to protect the vessels which cannot be salvaged, that if they become tamei. So therefore, the primary source for this principle of Torah Chasam Manoshe Yisrael really comes from our pasuk of Yishkizeh Seidav Espiro. And the Torah Chasam just adds that Rashi Ala Torah therefore brings from in our pasuk this principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chasam Manoshe Yisrael. But in Chulin and the other place in Shas, the reason why it quotes from the other source, from the source of the Vayis Manuga, from the Mishnah Negayim, is only because it's a Mishnah, so therefore Rashi refers to that. But in fact, it could be that the more compelling source is the source from our Parsha. Just one more point. The Torah Tumim actually goes on to then ask that maybe this source shouldn't be a good source in its own right. Why? Because, as he mentions in a few places throughout his work, in Sefer Shemos, he points out in Parshas Beshalach, where the people first complained for the water the first time around, so the people complained and they complained that, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? They complained to Moshe, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Lahamis osives mekinai batzama. And the Mechilta there learns osives mekinai, that the people complained that you brought us out here to kill us and our cattle of thirst, that we all die of thirst. So they compared themselves to the mekneh, and therefore the Mechilta learns that they compare the animals to their bodies. It teaches us that a person's animals is comparable to his life, and if he doesn't have his animal, then he's gonna be in danger. And as the Torah Tumim recorded in Sefer Shemos, as Rav Zav points out that drasha of the Mechilta serves as a source for the halacha of the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham quotes in Siman Reish Mem Ches, Sefkat and Tezayin, in the name of the smag, that if somebody's choshesh that the robbers are going to take away his animal, he won't have what to live with. So that's considered pikuach nefesh, even though the robber's only going to take his animal. But if that's a source of his life, so therefore it's considered pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. So that's the notion that the behema is kagufo. So the Torah Tumim then asks, based on this principle, that it could be that we learn from the case of the Mishalach, and the truth is, it appears as in our parsha as well, earlier in the Pasuk Dalet, the people made a similar complaint, why did you bring out this whole nation to this midbar? For us and our animals to die. So again, the people made this comparison between themselves and the animals. So the Torah Tumim therefore asks that maybe it's specifically because the animal is considered like their bodies, and it's not considered to just be mamon. It's not just their monetary possessions, but it's actually part of their life itself, and it's comparable to their lives. So maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makbid that they should make sure to give water to the animals to drink. But it's not because he's trying to protect their monetary possessions. It's because they consider these animals to be like their life. And therefore, this should not serve as a source for this principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas on Moshe Yisrael. And the Torah Tumim leaves that as a question. But it would seem that a possible answer to that question is that, as opposed to what we find in Parshas Beshalach, where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the people complained, the people said indeed compared themselves to the animals, that the animals then will die of thirst as well as them. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually told Moshe to then go and hit the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'kisa v'atzur, v'yatzu mimenu mayim, v'shasaha am. So over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you'll bring out the water and the people will have what to drink. And that's all it says, that the people will have what to drink. It's only in our parsha, even though the people made this similar type of complaint, but in our parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'shkisa tzaydov es biram. So it's only over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this point that he should give them the animals to drink as well. So it could be that if it was a matter of their life, so then if it was comparing the animals to their life, so then it should have said the same idea in Bishalach as well as over here, and in both places it would mean that they're complaining about the animals, that the animals are like their life, and therefore they need the water for themselves and the animals equally. But it's only in Parshas Bishalach we don't find that it spells out that I have to give the animals to drink. It's only over here at Kadosh Baruch Hu separates that the people should have what to drink and as well as the animals. So specifically over here that at Kadosh Baruch Hu says that, it would therefore seem that this is an extra idea, and therefore it stands out to teach you this principle of Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Moshe Yisrael. And this answer is really based on the comment of the Sifrei Chachamim on that Rashi, on a Rashi in this pasuk, where the Sifrei Chachamim basically gives this answer. Thank you very much.